We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Welcome to Hope Leads. This is Wes Lane. You know, science tells us that hope is the single greatest determiner of human well-being. One way I pursue kindling and fanning hope within you, the listener, is by talking with men and women who are leaders from different generations, from different geographic areas, from different spheres of influence, but they all have one thing in common. They pursue Jesus and God's unique and purposeful journey for them on the earth. So my hope is that these focused conversations might somehow serve you in a greater understanding of just who our awesome God is and his very purposeful desire and plan that you would live a life of meaning and impact.
Wes Lane, guess what?
What?
You got to guess.
I give up.
You didn't even guess.
I can't.
All right, I'll tell you.
I bet you're going to ask me what day it is or something.
I'm going to tell you what day it is,
Oh,
Wes Lane.
Well, it's close. So.
It is 2 days away from Christmas.
So, you're going crazy, aren't you? Have you opened up all your presents yet and rewrapped them?
Hunter's actually let me open a few early Christmas presents, which has been really fun. Okay, so we've talked a lot about Christmas this month on the podcast, but we haven't talked about what your favorite Christmas song is. So your favorite Christmas carol, what is it?
Well, that's easy, actually. It's Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Oh, that's so violent.
No, it's not. No, I mean, well, I mean, it's
the most
well, it's not like Christmas song. But it's just so cute. Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Oh, I was going to ask you to sing, but I don't have to.
Walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
I like the little twang.
I just twang, ding, ding, ding. Anyway, yeah.
So have you ever gone caroling and sung Grandma Got Run Over?
No, I've never gone caroling, but I have done something that is a lot of fun, and I've not done it very many times, but there have been times over the years in which we've had a number of people. There was another family, Peter Haddock and his family. He was a guy that was also at the DA's office with me years ago.
Sorry, Peter.
And he has a very musical family. And so so his family, his kids would come over, and they all play musical instruments, and Lori would play the piano. And we would have a night in which we would just sing Christmas songs evening long. And there's another time, and then we would invite other people over. And so we'd hand out song sheets. And it was a blast.
That was awesome. Well, I know today's podcast isn't about caroling or Frosty or Rudolph or Santa, but that you really have something special you want to share with the listeners today. Something special about the arrival of Jesus and what he means for all of us. The real reason for the season.
Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to it. And let me just say on behalf of all of us, in fact, we should say you and I, let's say on behalf of all of the SALT staff
all of
and
SALT.
Everybody,
Merry Christmas.
And his name will be the hope of the world. Matthew 12:21. The foundation of our hope is rooted in the character of God, and thank God, he's never changed. That's what he says in Malachi 3:6. I am the Lord, I do not change. I used to think that he had. At least, that's what I'd been taught. I was led to reduce my expectations that the deeply engaged God in the weeds of our life, Jesus, I saw in the Bible, apparently wasn't quite so much these days. Jesus was the king of my heart, but that was about it. We shouldn't expect miracles. We really ought not expect this. We shouldn't expect too much of that. It was a subtle thing, this slow erosion to my expectations of the present power of God. I lost hope and fell away as a young man. The distraction and allure of life rendered unappealing a hope pinned solely on a distant future heaven. And so I've pinned my hope on myself in the here and now. If it was going to be, it was going to be pretty much up to me. Sound familiar? It's a common story, really. I didn't make a very good God, however, and within a few years in my desperation, I turned back to Jesus. To my great surprise, I became an eyewitness to the miracles that weren't supposed to happen, and as I did, the embers of my hope began to smoke and ignite. I was not only reading about God, I was experiencing his very presence. He talked to me. He answered my questions. He heard me and was deeply engaged in the weeds of my life. He told me who I was to him and of his plans for me. He became a living awe and wonder. My hope became a blazing furnace and my faith took flight. The God who is love kindled and fanned an extravagant hope within me. I've now seen way too much to turn away. I also feed my furnace of hope by seeking the stories of other sons and daughters through whom God is doing the impossible. For that's our story together. The normal life with God is a supernatural event in this very moment, in this era, right now. Our hopes are not solely pinned to a future heaven, for heaven is brought to earth in the now. This present life in the amazing is a mere foreshadow of what that is to come. And it's all because a babe was birthed in this season a long, long time ago, and whose death and resurrection would signal a new kingdom's reign, a kingdom which has no end, in which you and I have meaning, purpose, and impact, now and forever. Now that is something that makes my hope soar. For the kingdom of God is not just a lot of talk, but of living by God's power. 1 Corinthians 4:20. Merry Christmas and a very happy new year, everybody. So let me give you some concluding thoughts. If hope were a person in the room, what would she say to us? Well, I think first of all, she'd say that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that an unchanging God designed, built you, and sent you into a moment of history as part of his loving strategy to transform a chaotic world and make it good again. You are called as change agents. Hope would tell you that she flourishes when we listen to God and set goals for our lives that press us further toward becoming that person God has always been willing for us to become. Hope would tell you to set action steps towards achieving those goals. They don't have to be giant steps. Start with baby steps so you can be encouraged along the way. But hope would also tell you that you've got to not just make plans to step, but you must exercise the willpower to just take that next right step. Step by step by step gets you to the destination God has for your life. It's the long obedience in the same direction. And finally, hope would tell you that God sees us not as we are, but as we could become if we will dare. It's the same for our communities. As followers of Jesus, you are a sent people, and all humans should flourish because God's kids are in town. What evil thing dies because you exist? No one else is coming. You're the generation sent to your community in this moment. You're it. Press into God's purposes for your lives, and you will discover that hope abounds and that Jesus is still the God of the impossible.